The University of Massachusetts flagship campus in Amherst is in the midst of a $1.6 billion six-year building boom. Not all the construction results in brand new state-of-the-art buildings. Millions of dollars have gone into saving and repurposing historic structures. The Old Chapel, a building with a history as long as the UMass Amherst campus itself, reopened earlier this year following completion of a two-year, $21 million renovation. Built of granite and sandstone in the center of the campus in 1885, the Old Chapel served many purposes through the decades: lecture hall, natural history museum, library, and rehearsal area for the university's acclaimed marching band. The story of how the Old Chapel came to be renovated after it was closed in the 1990s began when Chancellor Kumbal Subbaswamy came for his job interview 5 years ago and took a walk through the campus.
And so I automatically started turning into the door of the Old Chapel when I was rudely stopped to say, no, you can't enter this building. It's actually, in fact, been boarded up and no one can go inside. And so, it was a shock. I kept that to myself because I didn't want to insult the people who were going to hopefully give me the job.
And after he was hired, Subbaswamy said he made restoring the Old Chapel a priority.
Getting support for getting this renovated was really easy because once I started talking about it, everyone said, yes, why haven't we done that? And so quite quickly, support fell behind for getting this renovated.
Along with improving the structural integrity of the building, the renovation added a modern glass-enclosed, handicap-accessible entrance and an elevator and a new kitchen in the basement. The top floor of the Old Chapel is a large open space with high wooden ceilings supported by thick wood beams. The area can be used for lectures and performances. It can also host weddings and other events, according to the university. The first floor, which includes a large flat-screen TV, is described as a flexible layout that will serve as a general campus resource.
What I wanted this to be, and actually what our community agreed, was it should be something shared by the entire extended UMass community. Current students, prospective students, former students, and the community should have access to it. So it's a gathering place. Both if there's nothing going on, students can just come out here and hang out. Visitors can come through.
Of the more than 300 buildings on campus, none has more sentimental attachment for older alumni than the Old Chapel, according to Betty Brace, who was a student in the 1950s and after graduating worked in the library for 37 years.
You know, you don't say you remember, bless the library, I love the library, but you don't say, gee, bless my time in the library. They say, oh, remember Old Chapel. And to have it usable is wonderful, I think, for alums and for the students. So I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted.
About 10% of the $21 million renovation was paid for with private donations. Another old building on the UMass Amherst campus, the South College Academic Facility, reopened earlier this year following a two-year, $65 million renovation and restoration. Reporting from Amherst, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.